Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back, everybody. Chad Dukes versus the world, broadcasting live from Redskins Park. And not in 10 minutes, right now, Mr. Alex Smith, the quarterback of the Washington Redskins, joins me on the show. Good to see you, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying this beautiful weather.
Nasty one out there for you. How was the walk from the bubble? It stinks.
It was beautiful earlier. Kind of turned into pretty slushy right now. So
it's nasty.
Yeah.
How'd practice go? How's everything going right now?
It's good. Good. Going well. You know, big test this week. This is a, you know, red hot team coming in. Opportunity to kind of find out where we're at. You know, I'm excited for this.
You played some big games against them with Kansas City too. I just had John McClain on, and he said the most difficult thing for the Texans is dealing with you, which I think is a compliment because you're familiar with them moving forward. But that's a division leading team. What, they've won 6 games in a row. There's talent all over the field for that squad.
Yeah, coming off the bye week, they just traded for Demaryius Thomas. Back healthy. Yeah, so stacked up against us.
Yeah.
This is and they're I think playing at a really, really high level right now. On the defensive side of the ball, I mean, this front is about as problematic as there is in the league. So like I said, I think all the way around this is a big challenge for us. But I'm excited for it. I think this team is excited for it.
How important was it for you to go down to Tampa? You guys have done a really good job of, if something bad happens, you respond. Like, you kind of show that resilience, and that has to be incredibly valuable when the NFL seems to be as up and down as it is this year.
Yeah, I don't think this team minds. I think this team handles adversity well. I think this team is tough and gritty. But I don't think this team minds being the underdog. You know, I don't think at all we mind that. Bring it on. We're fine. In that position, flying under the radar. So, and I think at this point in the season, though, the meat of the season, you just kind of, I mean, it is a little bit, how do you handle adversity? How do you go on the road, big injuries, all the kind of the hoopla of losing those guys up front and 3 guys to IRs, 3 starters on offense, and how are you going to handle it? And then, you know, they just keep coming. Then this week, same thing. You know, here's this red-hot team coming off the bye. They're healthy coming in here. They got the guys up certainly on the defensive front that are, you know, Watt and Clowney and these guys that are playing at a crazy high level right now. So
one of the things you seem to be doing is, just from a layman, Josh Doctson and Maurice Harris, you seem to be developing some chemistry with those guys and becoming more comfortable. What has changed over the past couple of weeks where it really looks like you guys are getting in sync?
Well, I think it's just an accumulation of the reps and communication. You know, you have this huge foundation kind of off season, which we're only really kind of going against our defense. Camp where you're only really going against our defense. We did have the nice week against the Jets, but here in the season, I think all these little things that are kind of seasonal now, that once you get in, it's different when
sure.
You get in the season, you know. And the work week, you get good at working through all the what ifs in the work week on the side. You know, Josh is over there every day with us as quarterbacks working on stuff, and I think you're seeing that kind of pay off. Same with Mo, same with a lot of these guys. So I think it's that communication, the way we talk, the way we see things, and then going out there and seeing them at the same time and executing. But really, I think just kind of the accumulation of those reps, of that communication, building up, and then going out there and executing. And certainly those guys putting in the time, all of us, though, I think it is an accumulation in the past game, and I think we just need to keep stacking that.
How useful is it to have a guy that you have a history with in Vernon Davis out there? It seems like you guys get along very well on the football
field. Yeah, really well. Wish we could have hit that one. I wish we had better relationship on that throw, that chuck at the end of the game, you know? I told him old Vernon would have caught it. But he's awesome. I mean, Vernon's an amazing teammate. The guy loves football. He loves his teammates. He loves competing. You talk about a guy that doesn't care how many catches he has, what he's doing. He just wants to help the team win. And then the crazy – I think just how well – I mean, he's still –
is playing and running at such a high level for a guy his age, and certainly a credit to his work ethic. But he's so fun to have around. I think everybody in the locker room enjoys him.
You got a couple guys like that on this team, and Adrian Peterson, he was actually on the show last week and walked in here, and you're like, well, that guy's 26 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable. And then I put my arm around him to take a picture. And I said it was like putting my arm around a cigar store Indian that was made of iron. It's unbelievable. Can you talk a little bit about, from a guy that's, you know, giving him the football, the impact that he has on the offense?
Yeah, both of those guys, I would kind of say that about, he and Vernon. And the remarkable thing is they both play such physical positions. I mean, at this day and age, for a running back, especially a physical style running back,
right,
that Adrian's been his entire career. I mean, isn't a guy that's shied away from contact. His running style certainly has been breaking tackles and speed and strength. And I think to see the way he takes care of himself, his work ethic, his attitude and mindset, how strong-willed he is.
Sure.
By I think setting goals for himself and determined to achieve them is fun. And I think the thing I noticed right away, certainly, like you said, was his explosiveness and strength and, you know, the shape he's in for an older back. But then I think just the mentality, I think he's fit right in with this team. Chip on his shoulder, determined to go out there and prove something.
One of the things that people immediately, at least people in the fan base, liked about you when you came here is that you acknowledge the situation you're in. And like, this team has made this commitment and they have this roster and I'm going to have to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd be two games up in the division? Did you think you'd be 6-3 right now? I mean, it's one thing to say it, one thing to execute it.
No, I mean, I never look at the schedule and try to do the win-loss thing. You know, it's so hard. And you have no idea who's going to be up and down and when you're going to face them. You know, that's the big thing. I mean, depending on when you play a team, you might catch them at one of their strengths or when they're on a roll, red hot. You might catch them on a week when they're banged up and down. And so it's so hard to do. But I think everybody in this building, everybody in the NFL, if you asked them back in April, would you take a two-game lead going into week 10, 11, whatever this is, with you holding your future, you know, you're in control of your future and your destiny. So I think everybody in the NFL would take that deal right now. So that doesn't change much, though. We still got to go take care of business. There's still enough of the season left, man. We got to keep getting it done every week, finding ways to win, finding ways to get better. So I don't think that we haven't quite got to the math just yet, you know?
You have your own show, clearly, where you share your own opinions. People can go to redskins.com and check it out. But as a talk show host, you know, you got to ask the questions people want to hear.
Yeah, go for it.
The stuff Josh Norman said this week about the fans, about the booing, about the attendance. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, I've played – I mean, this is the third franchise I've played for. And I said this on the show. The crazy thing is I feel like this all stemmed from such a positive thing. The sight in Tampa Bay was crazy. To see – I've never been a part – to see that many fans down there at
a road
game. I mean, I felt like it was a fourth of the stadium.
Really?
And certainly by the fourth quarter when that game was getting put away, to see all the fans kind of, you know, they all kind of migrate down to the lower bowl, I feel like, as people exit.
Yeah.
And to kind of see the whole lower bowl, certainly all behind our bench kind of taking over, see them all pumped up, it was fun. It was a very, very cool sight. Something that definitely got my attention there after the game. With that said, you got to earn – You got to win. You got to win consistently.
Right.
You got to build home field advantage. I mean, fans have a right to be critical of their teams. That's the nature of being a fan. So a little bit, you got to go build that thing. You know, that's my experience. You know, anywhere there is, you talk about home field advantage. You talk about these places. It's because they've earned that right. You know, and they've earned that kind of deal, and we got to go get that done, and I look forward to doing that. So
two parts of it. One is you guys are in a tough spot where if you come out and you say what you feel and you're honest about it, it can hurt you. Like, it can be held against you. So I like it when people share their opinions and they actually mean what they say. The other part is I think you need to kind of drill down on it a little bit. It's basically guys on the team saying, we like when the fans show up. We like when you guys are cheering. It helps us. It helps us with our job.
Without a doubt.
That seems to be the theme of the comments.
Without a doubt. And I think especially defensively. You know, offensively, at a home game, we just want to quiet.
Right.
You know, there's not like, you know, we just want to be able to talk out there and communicate. But defensively, that is really where the home field advantage comes in. That's where the crowd noise comes in. That's where they can really take a game over. They can make it hard for an opposing offense to communicate. And then I think they can really jack up our defense. They can really get them going, especially in times when they may need them. So that's really where home field advantage comes in. So You know, for those guys on the defensive side, you know, yeah, like I said, on offense for us, you just want to be able to talk.
You've won everywhere you've gone. Every team you've been at, you've been a winner, and you've gone to the postseason, you've won divisions, you've done all the stuff the Redskins are trying to do. Do you mind comparing a little bit? AP said last week on the show, he said, I think this is a team, we're not there yet, but I think this is a team that can win a championship. You know what winning teams feel like. What does this team feel like to you?
Well, I mean, I think the common denominator amongst any good team that I've been on, I think is the there's kind of, I talk about it, the little bit of that grittiness, the toughness. You know, no matter how you're winning, the numbers you put up, pretty, you know, all this stuff. Like, I still think there's like a toughness, a grittiness. There's something about enjoying the challenge.
Sure.
Right? Like enjoying, relishing the challenge. Yeah. You know, teams that, locker rooms that like that. You know, and I think I do think we have the makings of that. I think we have a locker room that has no problem toeing the line. You know, and I do think that is the one common denominator. I think we got a team that a bunch of tough guys that are gritty and don't mind getting in a fight. And so, like I said, I think we do have the makings of that. With that said, we got to go do it. So,
where is the jersey that you wore for your fireplace commercial? Because I need that
jersey. Oh,
man. Can I have that jersey, please? I need you to give it to me.
That's a great question. I think I actually did take it home.
Yeah, you have to have that.
I think I took it home.
By the way,
no comment on that, man. I'm not going anywhere with that. I'm not touching that. I'm just going to stay in my lane.
Yeah, but you'll put it in a FedEx envelope and send it to Chad.
Yeah, of course.
Chad,
of course.
I appreciate that. Yep. It's just kudos on being able to take a zing at the end of that thing, by the way. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
Yeah.
This is a fun season thus far. The game against Houston, must win. It's used every week. But, wow, what a statement that would be if you could beat that team on the streak that they're on right now.
Yeah, big opportunity for us. That's how I view it. I think you hit it on the head. What an opportunity for us. I feel like flying under the radar, you know, yeah, hey, you win last week. I still feel like, you know, obviously everybody kind of discounting us, and that's fine. You know, we don't mind that, but we do have a chance this week, an opportunity, really good football team coming in here. So, yeah, hopefully we'll go out and make the most of it.
Thank you for making the most of this 10 minutes on this show. Greatly appreciate you coming on. A lot
Thanks,
of fun.
Man. Appreciate yeah,
absolutely.
It.
It's Alex Smith, everybody, on Chad Dukes versus the World.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.